Hi, this is Laurie Seymour from the Baca Journey with today's Terea Meditation Session. And if you would allow yourself to shift from whatever it is that you were doing before you came to being here now, to taking a breath, to allowing yourself to settle in for this time, knowing that, you know, anything that you were doing beforehand, you can go back to later. But that as you make that really clear separation, it allows you to be more present for this time. And I have something that I actually wanted to read to you in beginning, because it spoke to me, and it spoke to me in ways that I wanted to share with you about. And this is part of a poem from Jack Gilbert that apparently Elizabeth Gilbert, his daughter, shared in one of her books. If we deny our happiness, resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To risk delight. For me in my life, I've always pushed myself. I've always worked hard, even when I didn't need to. You know, I feel like I've always chosen the more difficult path. It's just been my way. And even as I've come out of that, and I want to say grown out of that, and learned how to play, learned how to be a lot younger and claim that part of myself, that sense of risking delight has really, really speaks to me. Because as we know probably the place where we cannot allow ourselves to feel delight in something. A child's laugh, playing with a child, eating something simple and yet exquisite. Cooking for a group of people and feeling that their pleasure in it and allowing yourself to take pleasure in that. As we risk delight in our own life, we claim more and more about who we are, because that experience of delight allows us to savor each and every experience that we have. Could we delight in something that surprises us? Are we able to embrace the surprise of life, and take delight in that? School forces us into, you know, the focus with our heads, with our minds. It doesn't allow much room for delight. Having a job, paying bills, those things don't enter into experiencing delight. And yet, as we would allow ourselves to find, to search out the ways in which we can experience delight in a moment, then that starts to inform and influence everything that happens to us. Every other thing that may not be so delightful, but that we take into having to address those things, into having to pay our bills, the experience of delight. While we may not experience delight in paying the bills, if we have that experience of delight in our own body, that carries over. That allows us to flow into the work of our life in such a way that we're not in struggle, we're not in suffering. Some of us from our family backgrounds have such a focus in suffering and in struggle. That's certainly what I learned, and it was imprinted in my body, I know. And so as I allow myself to experience delight, the gaze out my window and take delight in that, it's like that starts to remove some of that pattern of struggle. It starts to let it dissipate. It's like it begins to just dissolve. And so the more you allow yourself to look for the places in which you delight in life and receive them, savor them, revel in them. Forget about the message that says, one must not have too good of a time. One must not delight. Because somewhere, many of us have gotten that kind of message, that it's not okay. But truly, that is the juice of life. And that is where our hearts get to open into the joy of life. And there's a delight that can be taken in the quiet, in the silence, in the inner silence. Because there's always something new there. There's always a new experience. And if we think, oh, it was just the same as the last time, or I did this again, or had this experience, if you look at it a little more closely, if you settle into yourself a little more deeply, you'll notice the different flavor of it. So allow yourself to see what flavor of the silence is there for you today. So let's all go inside, and I will let you know when this time is complete. This is complete. Take a few moments to take a breath, to stretch. Stand and stretch, or stretch where you are. Feel your feet on the ground. And while we have a chance to share with each other, take a few moments, if you're listening to this at another time, to appreciate what's taken place and what's happened for you. And we'll see you next time.